The ballot measure announced earlier this year would have repealed what voters adopted in 2008, declaring marriage in the state solely between one man and one woman. Erin Simpson, one of the organizers, said she believed a broad-based coalition including Republicans and Libertarians might provide the right mix to gather the necessary votes. But Simpson said the plan ran into unexpected problems.
As we reached out to the various LGBT advocacy organizations in the Phoenix area primarily, which had ties to national organizations, the response that we received was quite negative.
Simpson said the concern expressed was that 2014 is not a good year to take the issue to voters. Instead, they preferred a 2016 vote, not only to give them more time to organize, but because of what is likely to be a larger and perhaps more sympathetic turnout in a presidential election year. But Simpson said she's not buying it.
It was more an issue, I believe, of a need to control the message and to be seen as the group that brings equal marriage to Arizona.
The delay could come at a price. A law set to take effect Friday imposes new procedural burdens on future initiative drives. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.